yeah, we were talking about that phrase, used, she's not afraid now, but she
used to be.
Yeah. Okay. If I use the word common about a girl, like I said, well, she's a very common girl, what would that mean to you, that word common?
She didn't look so good.
So it wouldn't be a nice thing to say about somebody?
No.
It just refers to her appearance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about this word? If I have a relative, let's say an aunt, might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt so-and-so. It's just that every now and then she acts kind of
cranky.
All right. Would you ever use the word queer in that sense? She acts kind of queer.
Yeah.
How would you?
Oh, weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the word queer, how would you use that? You would say?
She acts kind of queer.
Would you say that word's changed meanings?
Yeah.
How so?
It wouldn't be like she was funny. It would be that she was kind of peculiar, act kind of peculiar.
But the word can mean something having to do with homosexuality?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What about if a man got overheated and then chilled and his eyes and nose started watering, you'd say he probably
had a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice?
So he got hoarse.
And if he does that, he's got a
cough.
Yeah, okay. What about a person who just about can't hear anything at all? You'd say he's
deaf.
Mm-hmm. And if a man's been working out in the hot sun all day, he might come in, wring out his shirt, and say, look how I
sweat it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for these places that people get on their skin? They're real sensitive and painful and got, you have to mash them to get that white stuff out.
Oh, you're talking about, what you call it, like, balls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that stuff inside them, you call that?
Puffs?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if a man got shot or stabbed, you'd have to take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any kind of infected flesh called proud flesh?
Uh-uh.
Okay. That's just pronunciation. Just say it for me.
Proud flesh.
Okay. What about this dark liquid that you might put on a cut to prevent infection?
Coffee.
What?
Coffee.
Oh, no, a liquid. Oh, well, yeah, that's a liquid. No, this is more like a medicine.
Dark liquid?
Dark, yeah, it stings.
No, I don't know that.
Begins with an I.
Iodine?
Yeah.
It's dark.
Isn't it?
I didn't know.
Do you have a name for this white, bitter-tasting powder that people used to take for malaria?
What is it?
Spell Q-U-I-N-I-N.
Quinine.
Yeah, okay. What about the place where people are buried? You'd call that a
cemetery.
All right, the box they're buried in?
A casket.
What about the ceremony itself?
A funeral. Chick tried to sell me a plot yesterday.
You kidding?
I was talking to her last night.
You look young for that, aren't you?
Don't you think I look it? And she was talking about buying a funeral plot. She worked for a funeral home.
Excuse me.
So I didn't plan it on it.
All right, say people who are at a funeral dressed in black, they would be in
mourning.
Yeah. What would you call a disease of the joints that attacks older people?
Arthritis.
Okay, and this is a disease that children used to get. Their throats would swell up and they couldn't breathe. They choked to death.
Diphtheria?
Okay.